worldwide at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake alongside Steve Brothers for tonight's special broadcast as we honor the senior members of the Hatchet baseball team before our first pitch tonight. And boy, these seniors have contributed a lot the last 4 years to the program. Coach Steve Reed will have a few words to say about them in our postgame report. We're going to learn more about these seniors and their parents as they make their way to the field now for our special senior night program. Stay tuned for Hatchet baseball coming up. Washington has Gibson Southern in town tonight. The Titans ready to face off with the Hatchets. A busy week for Hatchet baseball. They play tonight. They play tomorrow. They play Thursday. An added game on Friday. And they wrap up the regular season on Saturday. So lots of big baseball coming your way. Let's go to the public address announcer now, Mr. Joe Kirsch, for our special senior night ceremony.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Gwaltney Sports Complex, home of Hatchet baseball. Tonight, we show some special recognition to our graduating seniors this year. We're going to start with number 35, Michael Deebs. He is the son of Greg and Stephanie Deebs. During high school, Michael has been active in Beta, DECA, BPA, Student Council, football, and baseball. He plans to attend Fryn University to major in mechanical engineering and play football. His favorite memory. His favorite memory is beating Jasper this year and all the great team chemistry baseball brings. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Deebs. Our second senior is number 4. Daniel Devine. He is the son of Joe and Lisa Devine. During high school, Daniel participated in football and in baseball. After high school, he plans to attend the University of Southern Indiana to major in business administration. His favorite memory is Jaden's slide that ended 5 feet from the bag. Daniel Devine. Our next graduating senior is number 17, Wes Edwards. He is the son of Doug and Angie Edwards. During high school, he participated in football and in baseball. After high school, he plans to attend Anderson University, majoring in business finance and in playing football. His favorite memory is forgetting that he had a baseball in his back pocket in his second varsity at bat. Wes Edwards. Next, we have number 22, Billy Fleetwood. He is the son of Rex and Dee Fleetwood. During high school, he participated in baseball and in basketball. And after high school, he plans to attend University of Southern Indiana. His favorite memory? Pitching and beating Jasper. Billy Fleetwood. Our next senior is Omung Joseph. Mr. Joseph is escorted by Mr. Reed. During high school, he participated in football, basketball, and baseball as a manager. After high school, he plans to attend Vincennes University in Jasper. His favorite memory was that he almost caught a foul ball while it was in play. Omung Joseph. Next in line, we have Mr. Gage Latham. He is number 34, the son of Rod and Susan Latham. During high school, he has participated in baseball, basketball, and football. After high school, he plans to attend Rose-Hulman University, Rose-Hulman Institute of Technology, to major in mechanical engineering. His favorite memory was scoring 4 runs in the top of the 8th inning to beat Jasper. Gage Latham. And then finally, we have number 23, Marcus Thorne. Marcus is the son of Jackie and Marcus Thorne. During high school, Marcus has participated in DECA, BPA, Student Council, Envirothon, football, and baseball. After high school, he plans on attending the University of Notre Dame, majoring in neuroscience and behavior, and playing football. And his favorite memory was, no bus was ready for us, so we had to drive ourselves to our sectional game his sophomore year. Marcus Thorne. Ladies and gentlemen, this year's senior class. And last but not least, Mr. Isaac Whitehead. My apologies to Bill and Jamie and Isaac. That paper got left over on the other side. Isaac is the son of Bill and Jamie Whitehead. His activities have included baseball, football, student council, beta club, class officer, 4-H, and the Bethel UMC youth group. After high school, Isaac plans to attend the University of Southern Indiana and a major in mechanical engineering. His favorite memory was hitting a home run at the hit-a-thon and beating Jasper. Mr. Isaac Whitehead. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our graduating seniors.
And there you have the senior class of 2018. Baseball players introduced during special ceremonies before first pitch tonight here at the Gwaltney Sports Complex with the Washington Hatchets and Gibson Southern Titans. Stay tuned for Hatchet Baseball coming up next. On your Voice of the Hatchets, WAMW.
WFM Washington and worldwide from WAMW, AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles, the Crane Federal Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Donaldson Insurance, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investor, Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance, Freddie Energy, the Gill Funeral Home, Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, Hayes and Dance, Headlines, Heller's Lawn Pro, the Kingpin Bowling Center, McAllister Machinery, McDonald's Restaurants, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Anna Lou Chapman with REMAX, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, Sterling & Company, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV. Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
We're at the sports complex today, ready for Hatchet Baseball on Memories 107.9
playing
and WAMFM.com. I'm
107.9.
Back, bro. Glad to have you back.
Nice group of seniors, Dwayne. Eight of them.
Eight seniors recognized in our ceremony you just heard earlier, and they posed for pictures along the third base line and got a nice little souvenir, the parents and the players, which is really cool. Booster Club does a tremendous job with their senior gifts. They really do.
They were showered with gifts. I'm wondering, did they include like a $100 savings bond? Or?
I tell you what, and that goes to Maria Bedwell. She's done a fine job. She's the head of the Booster Club and has done that for several years. And all of those down the line, all of those parents. You know, as a coach and as players, you're only as successful as your Booster Club because they're the heart and soul of any athletic team. The school funding only goes so far when it comes to uniforms, jerseys, treats when needed for away games and what have you. Facilities, in the case of the baseball team sometimes, the Booster Club makes it happen.
And over the years, the Washington baseball team has been very fortunate. They've had really strong booster clubs over the years to, you know, a lot of times they pay for, like, undershirts for the uniforms because of the cold weather and you know, things like that.
Adds
you know?
Up. It yes, really it does. Starting lineups brought to you by Boyd Grade in Washington. Proud to support our Hatchets. Andrew Smith leads off for Gibson Southern at third base. Cody Hupp bats second in right field. Cale Colbert is third at first base. In the cleanup spot at second base, Adolfo Munoz. At shortstop, Taylor Lensnick. Batting sixth, the pitcher, Mitchell Spindler. Batting seventh, the catcher, Aaron Breivogel. Eighth, the left fielder, Jake Fireline. And ninth is center fielder, Dakota Rogers. Gibson Southern and head coach Chris May. Always a good baseball program and a good challenge for the Hatchets today. Jacob Mason leads off for Washington in right field. Grant Niehaus will be the DH, batting second. He bats for pitcher Michael Deaves today. Billy Fleetwood is the shortstop, batting third. Gage Latham at third, batting fourth. Marcus Thorne, the center fielder, bats fifth. Jaden Penley catching, bats sixth. Daniel Devine is out left, batting seventh. Isaac Whitehead bats eighth at first base. And Wes Edwards, bats ninth, the second baseman. All the seniors get the starting nod from Coach Steve Reed, including Michael Deaves, getting the nod on the hill today for the Hatchets.
Well, that's a nice gesture, honoring this nice group of young men.
And, of course, the manager, Oman Joseph, as well. We don't want to forget him, senior manager. When we come back, we got the first pitch up next from the sports complex. It's Hatchet Baseball right after this on WAMW.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at Purdue.com or call 257-3000. Questions about your retirement deserve more than just a call center. Let Alan Bubalo, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, show you the difference personal attention can make when it comes to your goals. Contact Alan Bubalo today at 812-254-1340. That's 812-254-1340. Personal attention. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Stores.
Back to the sports complex. Gibson Southern coming in at 9-12, the opponent for the Washington Hatchets here at the sports complex. Again, kind of an overcast day, and as Renee has mentioned throughout the drive home show, there is the chance of rain showers. We're just hoping they hold off. Real sticky. It's hot. Let's just call it what it is. It's hot.
Up here in the booth, it's pretty toasty.
Not a big breeze blowing here in the block building, but we make do because we've got the best view from the field right behind home plate. Michael Deaves with his warm-up tosses. The Hatchet senior gets the starting nod for Coach Steve Reed and the Hatchets. Washington off a tough loss last night here at home against North Posey. Fell short 8-6. Looking to regroup tonight. But I tell you, they're in for a long week. Again, they'll travel to Sullivan tomorrow, then play at North Davies on Thursday. There is a game that's been added Friday back here at home. Evansville Harrison will be here for a Friday night matchup. And then Vincennes Reveille on the road Saturday for Coach Reed and Hatchett. So he's ending with a bang, getting as many games in as possible to prepare for that tournament, which kicks off 1 week from tomorrow night when the Hatchetts face Pike Central.
Well, the last third week in May is when you try to catch up on all the rain outs and everything, and boy, it really wreaks havoc on your pitching staff when you have that many games in a row. And it is a good test to see how deep your pitching staff is because, you know, you can only go so many innings.
That's important down the stretch. Of course, a little change up in that postseason tournament. We're not playing at Jasper for the first time in years. We'll be at Vincennes Lincoln, the host of the 3A sectional. And we open against the Pike Central Chargers. Again, that's 1 week from tonight. The only game that night will be Washington and Pike Central. 1 week from tomorrow, I should say, next Wednesday. All right, the final warm-up tosses are in the books. We're ready for baseball. Gibson Southern leads off with the third baseman, Andrew Smith. Digs in from the right side to face the right-handed Michael Deaves. Deaves brings it high and in for ball one. Pre-game coverage this afternoon and this evening presented by Purdue Farms at Washington and Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones financial advisor. Next pitch is in there for a called strike, evens it up at 1-1.
Well, Deaves is a big guy out there on the mound. It looks pretty intimidating.
This one hit hard in left field. It's trouble for Daniel Devine. He gives chase. It will drop. One bounce and off the fence. And the leadoff man, Andrew Smith, stands at second with a double.
And there's a little mishap in the outfield as he is able to advance at third base on an error. The throw to the cutoff man was not a good one by Daniel Devine, and Billy Fleetwood had a hard time coming up with it. So that's
Smith
an error.
Stands on third now.
Coming to bat, right fielder number 19.
Not a good start.
We'll see what Cody Hupp does here, the right fielder with nobody out. Deaves gets the sign and delivers. This one fouled, out of play for strike one. Well, Deaves has put in 4 years with the program. Big right-hand hurler, also first baseman, one of those seniors mentioned earlier during the senior festivities. Going on to Prime University, I believe it is. He's going to play some football there.
Yeah, that's in the extreme northeast part of Indiana.
An 0-2 count to Cody Hupp.
Used to be called Tri-State College.
And swung on and missed.
Oh, took something off.
Pinley hangs on to it behind the plate, and that's the first out of the inning. Good job by Deaves there, battling back.
I believe it's near Trine University. It's near Angola, I believe. That's where the boys, Indiana Hoosier Boys State is now hosted.
Up next, Cale Colbert, and looks at that one low for ball one. Third hitter in the lineup. Runner third is Andrew Smith. There's one out, one on for Gibson Southern here in the top of the first. This one hits sharply in the gap between third and short. That's an RBI single for Colbert, and the first run is in for the Titans. They lead 1-0.
Two solid hits out of the first three batters.
Today's game brought to you by the Prescription Shop, your hometown pharmacy on State Street, Washington.
Number 16, Adolfo Munoz.
And Freddie Energy. Freddie Energy fueling your everyday life. Adolfo Munoz digs in next, the second baseman in the cleanup spot. Another right-hander against the right-handed Deaves. Looks at this one in for ball one.
Dwayne, you're a Cub fan. Do you remember Adolfo Phillips, the center fielder for the Cubs? Probably before you were born.
I do not. Snap throw over to first. Runner back in safely. I did read where Rafael Palmeiro is getting back into baseball.
I saw that.
52 years old? 52.
Yeah, he's got over 3,000 hits and 500 home runs, but I believe it was steroid-induced, unless I believe the pointed finger he made at Congress.
2-0 to Munoz. The next pitch, right back to the pitcher, Deaves. He'll toss out to second and into center field. Throwing air there, unfortunately. Michael had plenty of time, and we had two players in the same spot there. The shortstop and the second baseman, and Michael didn't know who to throw to.
Yeah, there's a little bit of confusion there. Should have tried to throw it to the shortstop, Billy Fleetwood, but both of them were in the vicinity of second base, so that's unfortunate.
Ends up at center field. Everybody's safe, so the second error of the inning puts him at first and second for Taylor Lensnick, the shortstop. This one hit over to first. Whitehead underneath it. Tosses out to second for one. Back to first for two.
Nice play.
And that will do it for the Titans.
3-6-3 double play.
Good job by Isaac. 3-6-3. And the Titans get out with just one run on two hits. No errors, one left on. After half an inning, it's Gibson Southern 1. The Hatchets coming to bat. You're listening to Hatchet Baseball on WAMW.
Hi, I'm Chris Severs. Everyone at Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Daviess County. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes a 160 guest capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
I'm back. It's me, Potho. Did you miss me? I'm down here at the corner just waiting for you to drop in. You know you're going to bump into me sooner or later. And FYI, I do like a little salt on the rim.
Don't let potholes give you a rough way to go. Bill Dobson Ford has alignments starting at $69.95, and alignment checks are free. Hey, we all hit a bump in the road now and then. Schedule your alignment at Bill Dobson Ford, downtown Washington, or online at BillDobson.com. Additional parts and labor are extra.
We move to the bottom of the first here at the Sports Complex. Gibson Southern leads 1-0. The Hatchets coming to bat. Jacob Mason, Grant Niehaus, and Billy Fleetwood will lead off for the Hatchets. Around the outfield for Gibson Southern, left it's Jake Fireline. Dakota Rogers is in center. Cody Hupp over in right. Third baseman is Andrew Smith. Taylor Lensnick at short. Adolfo Munoz at second. Cale Colbert at first. Aaron Breivogel is behind the plate. And the Gibson Southern pitcher is Mitchell Spindler. Big right-hander. Looks at the left hand to Jacob Mason, and his first pitch is hit sharply to second, fielded nicely by Munoz, and makes the turn, tosses over to first for out number one. One pitch, one out.
That took a big hop, luckily, because he had to go to his right and backhand it.
It's a nice shot by Mason, almost in there. Good play by Munoz. He did make a nice play on that. Niehaus is the DH. He'll bat next. Batting today for Michael Deaves, the pitcher. Looks at the first one low for ball one. Grant split some time earlier this year. Got some JV games in, and Coach Reed moved him up to varsity this year. Tell you, when he gets on the bases, he's quick. Low for ball two. Grant was the one in the controversial called out play at home in the Tom Miles Invitational Championship. I saw photos. Ball three to Grant Niehaus. Looked like he was in there, but again, the final call is the umpire's call, and you live with it. And the Hatchets go down in the championship game to a very good Evansville Memorial team, 2-1.
Was it a Javi Baez slide?
It was a high tag. The 3-0 pitch. Up for ball four. So four pitches and four balls. Grant Niehaus on with a one-out walk. Senior Billy Fleetwood bats next.
Coming back for the Hatchet shortstop, number 22, Billy Fleetwood.
Another senior. Joe, you mind if I get your cheat sheets? Can I get your cheat sheets there, Joe, for the seniors? We'll get some information on each of these guys as they come to the
big
plate.
Big lead by Niehaus at first, but he does not go.
Low for ball one.
No wind right now whatsoever. Flag is still. Outfield playing straight away.
The runner is going, and he'll have to trot back as Fleetwood fouls this one over to the Hatchet dugout. Billy Fleetwood. Parents, Rex and Dee Fleetwood, attending USI next season. Or next year, I should say, next season. University of Southern Indiana is where he's heading. Runner going again. The pitch is low and outside, and Niehaus slides in, I thought, safely.
Can we see the replay? Are we going to appeal that?
I don't know if the umpires have a pick on Grant or what, but that guy can't catch a break. Another what I thought was a high tag, but
looked like he might have been in there.
Oh, two outs now for the Hatchets with Billy Fleetwood at the plate and a 2-1 count, and he hits this one in right. It'll drop in for a two-out single.
That was a nice throw by the catcher, though. You got to hand it to him. That was right on the money.
Aaron Breivogel's behind the plate. It was a low outside pitch, a tough one to handle, and he fired a strike right on the bag.
Yeah, the shortstop didn't even have to move his glove, so that was paramount in getting the runner out. It was right there on the bag.
So now there's two outs with one on for the cleanup man, Gage Latham. Another Hatchet senior. Looks at the first one for a called strike. Gage, I know, is going to the Rose Holman. We've talked a lot about that this year.
Yeah, we have.
Rod and Susan Latham, proud parents of Gage. Snap throw to first. Billy's back in safely.
I hope he's ready to study, Dwayne.
He's going to major in mechanical engineering.
He might want to sharpen up this summer and crack the books.
Three-sport athlete, baseball, basketball, and football. Looks at strike two. Boy, that's a tough one to hit, but it's called strike right at the knees. Many of these Hatchet players share their favorite memory as beating Jasper.
I wonder why.
The 0-2 pitch to Gage Latham. That's up for ball one. They tried to get him to chase one out of the strike zone.
That was a very memorable game.
Yeah, that was fun to call.
As we lost our lead and then bounced back in extra innings.
1-2 the count now to Latham. Runner going. Ball two.
This time no throw to second.
Well, the catcher thought it was strike three.
Yeah.
Gibson Southern fans did too. Whew. It was close. A lot closer than that one.
Yep.
2-2 count. Latham's got the runner out in scoring position now, and he hits this one over to third. That's in the gap. It's going through, and Coach Reed waves Billy around third. He's heading home. There's no play, and we're all tied at one. Gage Latham with the big RBI single gets the job done.
Boy, those two-out hits are so critical. That was a big hit.
1-1 in the bottom of the first.
Number 23, Marcus.
Marcus Thorne is going to Notre Dame, majoring in neuroscience and behavior.
He better study, too.
Studying
these guys,
the brain.
These two guys aren't going to have a social life, I don't think.
He will be playing football at Notre Dame and participated in DECA, BPA, Student Council, and Fire-thon football and baseball in his high school career. Jackie and Marcus Thorne, the proud parents of Marcus Thorne, Junior.
You think they'll bring a slide rule?
1-1. Well, what we're getting at is we share these stories about the seniors and their plans. This is a smart group.
It sure sounds like it.
The 1-1 pitch. Low and in the dirt for ball two. 2-1. Want to wish all of them the best. I said before, I've worked with a couple of them in the radio TV class, Gage and Wes. Just a good group of kids. 2-1 pitch, up and in for ball three. 3-1 now to Marcus Thorne. Jaden Penley waiting on deck. Game coverage tonight brought to you by the Donaldson Insurance Agency, with Donaldson's your number one. And your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles. Ooh, Thorne was ready to trot down to first, but that's a called strike at the shoestrings. 3-2 now.
Gage, we'll be going on this.
Full count, two out. Here comes the delivery. There it is, ball four. And Thorne trots down to first with a two-out walk. So two on, two out, one in for the Hatchets here in the bottom of the first.
Now coming to bat, the catcher, number 11.
Let's keep this thing going.
Jaden Penley bats next.
You just can't beat two-out runs.
Penley intentionally walked against Bloomington North. They had three intentional walks in that game, so they had a lot of respect for our Hatchet hitters on Saturday. That one jammed him. It's foul for strike one.
Off his leg.
You know, there's nothing like gaining respect like that when they tell you to trot to first.
Yeah, but then the guy on deck is mad because they're disrespecting him.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that motivates that batter to maybe show them they messed up.
0-1 to Penley. This one high in the air, center field. Giving chase, and underneath it is Dakota Rogers. He'll make the catch, and that will do it for the Hatchets in the first. But one across on two hits, no errors, two left on. We played a full inning here at the Sports Complex. On the 8R Home Center scoreboard, we're all tied at one. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Your number one Hatchet fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit the Donaldson Agency in Washington today or call 812-254-4668.
Donaldson Insurance with us, your number one.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. Now that the ground has dried up some and you're planting this year's crop, I hope you'll let us help you be as productive as possible. We can supply you with top quality lubricants and fuels for your tractors, trucks, and equipment. Now that you're in the field, stay there. Keep your equipment running at peak performance. And if we can help, give us a call at 800-326-1966.
Freddy Energy in Washington, locally owned and operated, fueling your everyday life.
We move to the top of the second. The Hatchets and Gibson Southern all tied up at one. Mitchell Spindler, Aaron Breivogel, and Jake Beierlein coming to the plate to face senior Michael Deves. Around the outfield for the Hatchets, Daniel Devine in left, Marcus Thorne in center, Jacob Mason's over in right. Gage Latham at third, Billy Fleetwood at short, Wes Edwards the second baseman, Isaac Whitehead playing first. Catcher Jaden Penley, and working the hill again for the Hatchets, Michael Deves. Gave up one in that first inning. Two hits. A couple of Hatchet errors. Didn't help their own cause.
But a really nice double play initiated by Isaac Whitehead at first base to end the inning.
Mitchell Spindler, the pitcher, will lead it off. Try to help his own cause here.
Leading off for Gibson Southern, number 21, the pitcher, Mitchell Spindler.
Again, the Hatchets are on the road at Sullivan tomorrow night. First pitch is a half swing. Slow roller over to second. Wes Edwards fields it, tosses to first for out number one.
Nice play.
4-3 on the put out. One pitch, one out. That's the way we like it. So far, just 13 pitches for Deves. Doing a nice job. Well, and you mentioned it. So true. When you've got 2, 4, 5 games in 5 days, you really have to have a deep pitching staff.
You do, and you might have to even bring up a JV pitcher in one of these games.
Low for ball one. Well, Coach certainly has that at his convenience because Ian Hill, Trey Reed, both freshmen. Seth Holtzclaw also dressing some varsity now. Another one of those freshmen.
Well,
swung on a foul. Speaking of the JV, they played last night, took one on the chin to Jasper. Man, Jasper's solid. Played at their JV field, which is unbelievable.
I didn't know they had one.
Facility in itself. Got beat 14-4. Hatchet JV wrap up their season Thursday at Bar Eve. This one swung on, grounded over to third. Gage has plenty of time. The long throw.
Safe.
And Isaac Whitehead is pulled off the bag, tries to get the tag. But a little fancy footwork by Aaron Breivogel avoids the tag, and he is safe on at first.
Well, Gage had really too much time. He had all the time in the world, kind of tapped his glove. And
now the argument from Coach Reed is he stepped out of the baseline because he did a little move there.
That was a game of tag over there as Isaac tried to stab at him on the high throw and swung and missed, and the runner... Breivogel had to do a little dance to get to the bag safely.
He does, though, and he is allowed to stay. So he'll have a courtesy runner now as Deves tosses over. Caleb Sellers, it looks like, is the courtesy runner for the catcher, Breivogel. gets a pretty good jump. The pitch chopped over it. Too short. Billy Fleetwood with the long throw. What an unbelievable play.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you something right now, Steve Brothers.
That was a play and a half
if
right there.
If you don't
that
care, I'll pull out ESPN theme music here. Da-da-da, da-da-da. That's behind the... I mean, that's a backhanded snag. No time. Throw is a perfect strike to Isaac Whitehead for the second out of the inning.
Well,
you didn't think he had a chance at that.
The throw might have been the best part of that play. See, he's got a strong arm. He was deep in the hole.
Wow.
Yeah, backhanded it. Then had the presence of mind to get a strong throw over there to first base.
That's an all-conference player and certainly should get several postseason awards. I'd put him up against any shortstop.
He's good.
So the runner is safe at second, though, with two out. Dakota Rogers, ninth hitter in the lineup, trying to bunt. Can't put it down. That's strike one.
I'm trying to think back at the Hatchet shortstops over the years. Kevin Decker, when he wasn't pitching and throwing in the high 80s, he played shortstop. He was a good shortstop. As Isaac Stahl was a good shortstop.
1-1 pitch. Inside for ball two. 2-1. Top of the order, Andrew Smith waiting on deck for Gibson Southern. We're in the top of the second. If you're just joining us, all tied at one, Hatchets and the Titans. The 2-1 pitch, strike two, evens it up at 2-2 now. Game coverage brought to you by McDonald's of Washington. Join the winning team at McDonald's today at McDonald's. I'm loving it. The 2-2, fouled. We'll stay 2-2. He was able to just get a piece of that. Well, that was a wicked pitch there by Deems. I don't know what you call that one, but it did some swirls there on the inside corner.
A little dipsy-doo there. Defied gravity.
2-2. Again, fouled back. He's way late on it. We'll stay at 2-2. Remember, we'll have complete coverage of the Hatchet baseball team in the postseason tournament at Pikes. Or at Vincennes. We'll also have Hatchet softball from Pike Central next week in the softball sectional. Foul back one more time. We'll stay 2-2. The runner was going on that pitch.
Curtis Green. Remember Curtis Green?
I do.
He was a nice Hatchet shortstop. I think he played at the next level, didn't
he? Big hitter, too.
Yeah.
Only one I knew of in my time that hit one out of the original Allen Field. Oh, and that was 500 feet, I believe. Does that sound right?
Which direction? Center field or right?
Yeah.
Center field. Well, they had that old tennis court out there, which is now just a concrete slab. And occasionally somebody would hit one out there on that tennis court. But it didn't happen very often.
2-2 pitch. Just missed the inside quarter. Runs it full 3-2 now. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Runner at second is Caleb Sellers. Courtesy runner for the catcher, Aaron Breibel.
Back in the day, Allen Field didn't have a home run fence. You had to run out every hit, home run.
Oh, there's a ball for
that one got away from Deeves and away from the catcher, Penley. So Rogers gets the walk and
advances to second base.
We'll go ahead and take second.
Coach Reed's not happy about that one, I bet. Telling his catcher to wake up a little bit. Second, third now with two out.
And the leadoff man, Andrew Smith, at the plate. Big hitter. He doubled and scored. The only Titan run his first time up.
Third baseman, number 13, Andrew Smith.
Do you remember Allen Field when it didn't have a fence? A home run fence?
I don't think so. First pitch is low for ball one. Just missed to Smith.
We were playing one Saturday afternoon for the Washington Grays back in the day, and there was a wedding in a backyard. Oh, ooh. It hit him. That loads the bases.
Andrew Smith hit by the pitch. So he'll trot down to first with two outs, and Cody Hupp will bat.
There was a wedding going on out in left center field. During the game,
number 19, Cody,
I believe it was Tim Cosby, hit one down the middle aisle during the ceremony.
Very nice. Two out, bases jammed. Cody Hupp steps in. Left-hand hitter struck out his first time up against Deeves. 0-1 at the plate. This one high in the air, center field. Marcus Thorne giving chase. He's underneath it, and that will do it for the Titans in the second. No runs, no hits, one error. Bases left loaded. We've played an inning and a half at the Sports Complex. Washington and Gibson Southern all tied at one. We'll be back in 1 minute on WAMW.
It only takes one sip of a Minute Maid slushie from McDonald's to get you from cleaning the kitchen to paddleboarding on the ocean and having a dolphin swim up to you who leads you to a secluded island where you meet your soulmate who says,
"Those dishes won't do themselves."
With so many flavors, where will your sip take you?
Get swept away at McDonald's with a Minute Maid slushie. Choose from three of our great flavors like the Blue Raspberry, Cherry Limeade, or Tropic Twist today. At participating McDonald's.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
7-8-9 coming to the plate for the Hatchets. You're in the bottom of the second. Daniel Devine, Isaac Whitehead, and Wes Edwards, three seniors coming in for the Hatchets to try to get some runs. We're all tied at one apiece here with Washington and Gibson Southern on senior night at the Sports Complex. Daniel Devine, son of Joe and Lisa Devine, played football and baseball for Washington. He's going to USI next year to major in business administration. First pitch to Devine is fouled off the helmet of the catcher for strike one.
Dwayne, with this many seniors on the team, one might wonder, boy, is the cupboard bare for the Hatchets after all these seniors are gone? But that's not the case by
no,
any stretch.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. The future looks real bright down the line for Hatchet baseball. And it starts with this group of seniors this year. You know, they've got one thing in mind, their senior year, to claim a sectional championship, which hasn't happened in baseball for some time.
It's been a little over 20 years. I think it was like 96 maybe or 97 the last time.
One, and that's outside for ball two, 2-1. Well, they had high hopes last year, and Pike Central had something to say about that at the Jasper 3A sectional. We remember that one quite well.
I cannot recall when Washington won a sectional when Jasper was in the sectional.
2-1, hit sharply into center field, and that's a leadoff single.
Nice hit.
For Daniel Devine.
Because, you know, Jasper's been in our sectional almost every year, but there were some years in the mid-90s where that wasn't the case, and we won two or three sectionals back then.
Whitehead.
I think we won one in 1990 also. I think Jasper might have been in that one.
I stand corrected. That was Southridge, wasn't it, Joe, last year? I think it was Southridge. Southridge was
yes,
the one.
Yes, I think
that.
It was.
So one out, or I'm sorry, no out, one on. Isaac Whitehead, senior at the plate, left-hander for the Hatchets, the first baseman. Swings at the first pitch. It's foul. Whitehead, the son of Bill and Jamie Whitehead. Baseball, football, student council, Beta Club, class officer, 4-H, Bethel Youth Group. Many activities for Isaac. Plans to attend USI and major in mechanical engineering. Isaac, favorite memory, that home run in the hit-a-thon. I think he took one pitch and went yard. That's all he needed. Walked it all.
Well, foul.
Isaac is a character, if you know Isaac at all. He has fun.
Well, both of his parents were students of mine.
It's
been a while back.
He waited on that one nicely. Hits it deep in right center field, giving chase and underneath it. A nice play by Dakota Rogers out there.
That's warning track.
As Daniel Devine will have to trot back to first. But, boy, a little bit more on that, and Isaac would have sent that one.
Yep, that was close. Any wind whatsoever, and that ball would have been out of here. But that flag is just laying there on the pole.
There is no wind. You're exactly right. Wes Edwards up next, the ninth hitter in the Hatchet lineup. Looks at that one low for ball one. The catcher can't find it, so Daniel Devine strutting down to second, now in scoring position. Wes, football, baseball player. He's going to Anderson University, major in business, finance, and play football for Anderson next year. Son of Doug and Angie Edwards.
We've got them going all over the place, don't we?
Yeah, we do. 1-0 the count to Wes Edwards. This one hit right back up the middle. One hop. The only play will be over to first, and Wes almost gutted that one out. Just missed it by a step. But the runner does now advance to third with two outs for the top of the order, Jacob Mason.
Well, the second baseman was over holding the Adolfo Munoz was holding the runner on second, and the ball was hit right to him. Might have gotten through there had he
not
been.
Yeah. So two out now for Jacob Mason, the leadoff man. Swinging away at the first pitch. It's hit high in the air, left field.
That might drop.
Giving chase, coming underneath it, making the catch. Jake Fireline. And the Hatchets will leave one stranded to end the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We play two now at the Sports Complex. We're all tied at one. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
The Washington Chrysler Center is celebrating the incredible sales event with the Chrysler Pacifica this month in downtown Washington. Big savings on Pacificas up to $4,250 in rebates and new 2018 starting at $32,000. But one step further, they have quality pre-owned Pacificas as low as $25,900. If you need a family vehicle, the Chrysler Pacifica is the car for you. During the Chrysler Pacifica incredible sales event now at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Attention contractors, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Hastings Mutual offers a contractor's program designed to fit the needs of all you contractors out there. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and let me help you today. I will work hard to help you get the most affordable coverage you need. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
We're back to the top of the third, 3, 4, and 5 coming to the plate for Gibson Southern. We're all tied at one apiece here at the Sports Complex on Senior Night. Our game coverage brought to you by the Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer, downtown Washington. The incredible Chrysler Pacifica sales event in full swing. Great vehicle for summer travels, the Chrysler Pacifica. Test drive yours at Washington Chrysler Center. Thompson Insurance is treating you the way you want to be treated. And A&R Home Center is more than just a hardware store. We'll thank all of our sponsors for Hatchet Athletics all season long. They're the ones that make it happen. They give these athletes the recognition, and we appreciate each and every one of them for their support this year. Kel Colbert singled his first time up in the number three spot, and the first pitch is a called strike right in there for 0-1. Steve Brothers brought the original Necco wafer.
Well, since you didn't know what they were, Dwayne, and they're classic candy.
Wow.
I thought I'd bring some along so you could.
You need to hold on to these. You can sell these on the open market for a lot of money. They are.
I want you to try a couple.
Obsolete. Is each one of these has this many in them?
This That's going to drop.
High in fair territory down the right field line. Colbert will hold up at second with a leadoff double. Cale Colbert is 2-for-2 at the plate.
Swung late on that, and it dropped in right field, just inside the right field line.
Adolfo Munoz. Reached on the air his first time up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dwayne Shake is going to eat his first Necco wafer in his lifetime.
Necco wafer.
Live on the air. You heard it here.
Eight great flavors. Outside for ball one to Adolfo Munoz.
This is like classic 1960s candy right there.
I want to know the count. Now, I was just going by what I read. High in the air, deep center field. Marcus Thorne giving chase. This one's going to be trouble.
Oh.
Makes a diving effort into the wall. He can't come up with it. Munoz is going to stop at third. And Cale Colbert will score. The Titans go on top by a score of 2-1.
Valiant effort by Thorne. He almost came up with that.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah, he dove and got a glove on it. But he looks like he's going to be okay. But
Nice try.
Might have had an awkward landing on that dive. Two runs in.
He gives a thumbs up to Coach Reed.
Yep, he's going to be okay. But there's a runner on third with nobody out now.
He almost had that. It was off the tip of his glove.
Yep. Great effort. What's the verdict on that Necco wafer there, Dwayne?
Not bad. Not bad.
Well, you know, different flavors. So, you know, you're welcome to try them all.
Outside for ball number one to Taylor Wensnick. He hit into the double play to end the first inning. Strike on the inside corner. Evens it up at 1-1 now. So 2-1 in favor of Gibson Southern. Top half of the third. This one hit. Over to short. Billy Fleetwood makes the play. Tosses to first in time for the first out of the inning. The run will score. And the Titans now go up 3-1 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Billy makes those plays look easy.
It's hard. Yeah, you really need to see this in person.
Because that play was not an easy play. A slow roller.
The artistry that is involved. I mean, he's in motion as he makes the throw.
Well, he takes advantage of his strong throwing arm.
Foul ball.
That ball went behind the hitter and hit his bat. You can't believe it.
Well, the thing about that, bro, he realized it hit his bat. Had that went down the third base line, that's a fair ball.
Right. He did.
So he looked real quick to make sure before he took off.
Bat was on his shoulder.
0-1. Strike 2. 0-2 now. Oh. Just nipped the inside corner, but apparently not enough. Evens it up at 1-1 to Mitchell Spindler. Low to ball two.
A little low and outside.
2-1 the count now. Aaron Breivogel waiting on deck. The 2-1 pitch. Hit sharply over to second.
That ball ate him up. Bounced right in front of Wes Edwards at second. Could have had it, but it was hit pretty hard. Probably going to be a base hit, don't you think, Dwayne?
That's what we'll give it.
Now coming to bat, the catcher, number 27.
He could have made a play on it, but the hop was right in front of him and to his right a little bit.
Aaron Breivogel up now.
The crunching you hear is Mr.
Shake. 1847 is when it started.
Mr. Shake feasting on his Necco wafers. He's going to go to Walmart tonight after the game and buy it.
Hit by the pitch.
Hit by a pitch, so first and second now.
Some action in the Hatchet bullpen as Kane Fox warms up over there.
Coach Reed is going to make a mound visit and see how things are going here with one out.
We'll take a timeout, too, and come back right after this. You're listening to Hatchet Baseball on WAMW.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
2 across for the Titans here in the third. So they now lead 3-1 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The eighth hitter in the lineup stepping in for Gibson Southern, Jake Fireline. He grounded to short his first time up. Runner out at second is Mitchell Spindler. Over at first is the courtesy runner, Caleb Sellers. He's running for the catcher, Aaron Breivogel. And the first pitch to Fireline is swung on a miss for strike one. 0-1 the count. Again, the action continues in the Hatchet bullpen with Kane Fox getting loose.
We need another double play here.
Here comes the 0-1. Miss low for ball one. Game coverage today brought to you by Davies Community Hospital. Better together for better health. And Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Oh, we have a balk.
And Deaves was making his motion and then thought against it.
Looks like they had a pickoff play going, and because Wes Edwards broke towards second base, and Michael turned a little bit, but then for some reason changed his mind.
So each runner gets the extra base, and the pitch is swung on and hit fair down the right field line. It scores one. The runner rounds third, and he'll step home. That's two more across for the Titans here in the third. They now lead 5-1 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Coach Reed may be making a move now.
That's two that have dropped down the right field line.
Yes, here he comes.
Just fair. And, yep, Coach is going to the bullpen. We'll see Kane Fox take over for the Hatchets. Our score 5-1. We're in the top of the third with one out for Gibson Southern. And we'll take a two-minute timeout and return to the sports complex after this on WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Are you worn down and sluggish from the frigid winter? So is your lawn.
But with the help of Heller's Lawn Pro, your grass will awaken from its comatose state and green up for spring. Your lawn needs Heller's customized four-step lawn care application. It includes fertilization and weed control. They will manage your lawn from spring through fall. Plus, Heller's can also bring those ugly landscapes back to life. Heller's even offers a variety of trees for your yard. Call Charlie at Heller's Lawn Pro today at 610-0055.
It's the place there's no place else like. Home. It's the circle of chairs around your fire pit, where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
You can save when you insure both your home and auto with Shelter. See me, John Gear, for details.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. Now that the ground has dried up some and you're planting this year's crop, I hope you'll let us help you be as productive as possible. We can supply you with top quality lubricants and fuels for your tractors, trucks, and equipment. Now that you're in the field, stay there. Keep your equipment running at peak performance. And if we can help, give us a call at 800-326-1966.
Freddy Energy in Washington, locally owned and operated. Fueling your everyday life.
At the sports complex, the new pitcher for the Hatchets is Kane Fox. They close the books on Michael Deaves, 2 1/3 innings. Gave up 5 runs, 6 hits, struck out 1, walked 1, and hit 2. So that leaves it up to Kane Fox. The runner on first does belong to Deaves as well. And Dakota Rogers, the center fielder, will be the first hitter to face Fox, number 9 hitter in the lineup. Walked his first time up. Fox gets the sign, and the first pitch is a strike. Rogers showing bunt.
Kane was the one who closed, shut the door on Jasper, as you recall, Dwayne.
Yes, he did. Finished nicely, got that final out.
With runners on base.
Snap throw to first.
Struck him out, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Runner back in time. Fox, a junior. One more year with the Hatchet program. Works an 0-1 count to Dakota Rogers. That one just missed for ball one. One ball, one strike. No lead is ever safe with this Hatchet lineup when
nope.
It comes to their sticks.
I would not call this insurmountable.
The 1-1 count. Outside for ball two, 2-1. Game coverage today presented by WTHI, TV 10 in Terre Haute. By Goodwin Seaver's Funeral Home, now located in Washington on State Street. 2-1 pitch. The bunt is down nicely over to third. The only play will be at first. And it's not in time. Everybody is safe. That's going to be a bunt single.
Yeah, that's good. The throw was a little bit high, but he had it beat out. It's a bunt single.
Yep.
So now we've got runners on first and second.
And that was a beautiful bunt.
Perfect bunt. Still only one out, 5-1 lead by the Titans.
And the top of the order, Andrew Smith is up now. Watch out for this guy.
Let's hope the floodgates don't open here.
Doubled his first time up, hit by a pitch, last at bat. And the first pitch from Fultz is a called strike. 0-1 the count to Andrew Smith.
Barring a double play, the Titans are going to be batting around in this inning.
The 0-1, up and in for ball one. Five runs across for the Titans on seven hits. The 1-1 pitch, high in the air. Marcus Thorne calls everybody off. He's underneath it for the second out of the inning. That's a big out there.
Yeah, that was a big out. And now the ninth batter of the inning comes up, Cody Hupp. Lights are on here at the sports complex.
I wouldn't say the hits have been hard outside of Smith's hit there in the first. He hit that one pretty well, but they're just finding the gaps, you know, and there are a couple of them like that bunt single.
And then two or three were those down the right field line there,
yep.
Just inside fair territory.
Left-hander Hupp against the right-hander Fox, and that's in the outside corner for strike one. Cody Hupp in the two-hole.
That triple was pretty hard hit. That Marcus almost got it.
This one is left field. It's pretty deep, giving chase Daniel Devine. He's underneath. It covers some big ground, and the hatchets work out of it. So good job by Kane Fox on in relief. Retires two out of three. Four runs across for Gibson Southern. On one, two, three, four, five hits. No errors, two left on. We've played two and a half now on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's Gibson Southern 5, Washington 1. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
I always think of Philip Browning, Buck Browning down at Little League back in the days when we used to still play cup ball down there on the West End. He would holler from the stands, "Let's get some runs!" That's what we need to do.
You can't beat a good game of cup ball.
No, you can't.
You know, those were great.
Grant Niehaus leads it off for the Hatchets. Grounder too short. Niehaus with some speed, but not quite enough.
Barely got him by half a step.
6-3 on the putout, so Niehaus is out for the first out of the inning. Made it close, though.
It had to be a Coke Cup, though, right? Coke Cup?
Yes.
Cup ball?
Lensnick makes the 6-3 throw over, but boy, he took everything he had on that. And that took a bounce right on the edge of the grass.
It did, yes. Big hop.
The players are swatting the gnats away. They are out of control on this hot night. Fleetwood got a hold of that one. That may not land, Steve Brothers. It's still in the air. Doggone it.
Right there.
At the warning track.
Wow.
Jake Fireline gives chase, and he does come up with it for out number two. Just needed a little more. As Bro had mentioned earlier, if we have any wind at all today, these balls are not staying in.
Right.
But there is no wind. That flag is just dropped.
I tell you, when the wind does blow out at the complex here, the balls fly out of here in a hurry.
Two out now. Quick inning so far for the pitcher Spindler. And his first pitch to Gage Latham is low for ball one.
Yeah, he got two pitches, two out there.
Latham, cleanup hitter, singled and got the RBI for the Hatchets back in the first. He looks at that, a called strike to even it at 1-1. Marcus Thorne waiting on deck. The 1-1 pitch, hit sharply down the third base line. Boy, a nice play over there by Andrew Smith, who makes the long throw, and that'll do it for the Hatchets. Good defense by Gibson Southern. Well hit balls, and the Titans defense help out their pitcher, Spindler, to retire the Hatchets in order. 1-2-3, nothing across. We played three now. It's Gibson Southern 5, Washington 1. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
Southern. Back here at the Sports Complex, top of the fourth, Gibson Southern leading Washington 5-1. Only 37 pitches so far for the Titan pitcher Mitchell Spindler. He's getting the job done. You know, bro, in your absence, Byron Holtzclaw filled in for you Saturday at the Invitational, and we had a lengthy discussion about that first pitch. Two schools of thought. Swing away, it might be the best pitch you see, or look at one.
Well,
there's somebody looking at one for strike one to the leadoff man, Cale Colbert.
It kind of depends on the situation. When you're behind, like the Hatchets are right now, the object is to get on base. I might take a pitch or two,
strike
take a strike.
Two. Colbert fouled that one back on a little half check swing.
But you're right. Oftentimes pitchers are trying to get ahead in the count, and that first pitch is probably the best one you'll see.
And as Byron mentioned, it might be the only fastball you see.
Yeah.
So... Anyway, I bring that point up again because only 37 pitches for Spindler. The Hatchets are swinging at quite a few of those first pitches.
As the game wears on, they might think about taking a pitch or two.
0-2 the count to the leadoff hitter, Cale Colbert. He has singled and doubled. Colbert, nice job at the plate so far. Big number three hitter for the Titans. Looks at an 0-2 count. And there's a half swing up the middle to Edwards. The throw, not in time. Colbert had some speed. I think that's single.
That's a base hit.
Second base.
But the throw went into the dugout, so that's another error.
Throwing error there. It is a hit. There's no way Colbert's going to get thrown out on that play.
It took a big high hop over the pitcher's mound, and Edwards fielded it and had a little bit of trouble fielding it, but got it, but had no chance. And the errant throw is now the fourth Hatchet error.
That just kind of been the story today, hadn't it?
Yes.
Things not falling the Hatchet's way right now. Adolfo Munoz digs in next and looks at strike one.
He tripled his last time up.
Had that long hit in right center at the warning track where Marcus Thorne almost chased it down. He has a runner in scoring position now. This one hit high and out of play down the right side. 0-2 the count to Munoz. Cleanup hitter. Reached on an error his first time up, so he's 1-for-2 at the plate. Second baseman. Also a good fielder for the Titan defense. The 0-2 hit sharply over to second. Fielded by Wes Edwards. He'll toss to first for the put out.
Routine but play.
Munoz does get the job done, advances his runner to third.
Yep, good play for them, hitting on the right side, advancing the runner. Now runner on third.
Backyard barbecues, hot showers, and three meals a day. What do these things have in common? LP Gas. This is Clara with Myers LP
Gas,
and you can save money by using propane for appliances.
Ooh, just missed it. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one out, one on. In the tight and fourth, Gibson Southern trying to build on that four-run lead. This one hit high in the air in center field. It will be deep enough to get the run. Thorne makes the catch. And no chance to get the runner. So a sack fly for Taylor Lensnick. For the second out of the inning, plates Cale Colbert. And the Titans now lead 6-1.
Well, as the innings progress and that lead lengthens, we've got a little bit of an uphill battle here now.
We talked about this a little bit basketball season, bro. The addition of Toyota in Gibson County really helped the Gibson Southern athletic programs. As, boy, it seems year in and year out, they are constantly competitive in each and every sport.
Well, the two sports that you and I have covered together, girls basketball and baseball, they've been very strong in both of those sports for decades. But you're right, Toyota didn't hurt any, as their facilities are very nice. And, of course, there's new people coming in.
The 2-0 pitch. Again, low and out for ball three. With the base is empty. Mitchell Spindler looks at a 3-0 count. Well, let's face it, Toyota's been good to everybody.
Yes.
There's a lot of locals that make the trip down there day in and day out. 3-1 count to Mitchell Spindler. So he looks at that one for a called strike. The pitch hits sharply foul down the third baseline, runs it full to 3-2. Top of the fourth, Gibson Southern 6, Washington 1. It's Hatchet Baseball on your Tuesday night on WAM WFM Washington. Dwayne Shake along with Steve Brothers. The 3-2 pitch is back at us off the backstop. We'll stay at 3-2.
Thought you had that one, Dwayne.
I did.
You got your net?
I need it. Myers LP Gas bringing you Hatchet Baseball tonight at Highway 57 North at Washington. And McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer at Washington. The payoff pitch is outside for ball four. And Spindler trots to first with a two-out walk.
Getting a little more overcast here.
Aaron Breivogel, the catcher, is up next. He's reached on an air, hit by a pitch.
Do we have any rain in the forecast?
Yes, we do. Meteorologist Renee Lyle is back at home base, keeping us on air and online tonight. She said showers were in the picture, showing up in the radar. Renee, you can talk to me in the headphones, not on air. Tell me what you're seeing back there. Welcome back here. Again, we apologize for the weather the weather announcement. But just a reminder, Sullivan County, Northern Greene County now under a weather warning. And Renee Lyle again is back at home base. She'll break in as needed. Any additional information does become available, but that is all to the north of us. So we are safe at the moment here at the sports complex. Moving to the bottom of the fourth. While we were away, the runner, Mitchell Spindler for Gibson Southern, was picked off. He got caught leaning. The catcher, Jaden Penley, tossed down, quick snap throw to first. They got him in the old hot box.
Yep.
And made the tag, so Titans go down on the third out on the base running error by Spindler. But they do plate one in the fourth, and they now lead 6-1 here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Haven't heard the term hot box in a while.
Hot box.
Got him in the old hot box.
Center fielder, Marcus Thorne.
Marcus Thorne, Jaden Penley, and Daniel Devine do up for the Hatchets here in the bottom of the fourth, and Washington needs the runs. Again, they trail 6-1. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard against Gibson Southern. First pitch to Thorne is hit over to third. Fielded in fair territory. Smith makes the throw for out number one. I'll tell you, you've got to stay away from this side of the field. He is a wall. And Thorne had some speed. He came in, fielded it on the one hop, and made a strong strike throw over for 5-3. And another first pitch, first swing.
I know, we got to take some pitches here.
So here's Jaden Penley, flight out to center his first time up, facing Spindler, who's thrown only 38 pitches in 3 1/3 innings.
There's a take.
Ball one to Penley. Game coverage brought to you by the Kingpin Bowling Center and a restaurant open tonight on State Street. There's a sharp hit. Foul. Just foul. Just fouling. I mean, just foul down the third base line. Boy, that was extra bases for Jaden all day long.
Anybody see any chalk fly on that one?
Coach Reed tried to help home plate umpire out with that one, too. He had the closer look at it, but I do believe it was fouled.
That was pretty close.
Just missed. Just missed. 1-1 now to Pendling. Low and in the dirt for ball two. I doubt Jaden sees anything like that again.
Yeah, he hit that hard. Right down the line.
The 2-1 pitch. Missed up for ball three. 3-1 now.
Okay, we need base runners here.
Daniel Devine is waiting on deck. Lots of action at the sports complex tonight. The Little League fields hopping and busy. Soccer practices going on at the Soccer Federation. So what Mr. Gwaltney would love to see. The 3-1 pitch.
Looked low, but man. Three balls, two strikes. You know, Dwayne, that's exactly what I was thinking as I was driving in here, that he'd be pretty proud of how this thing's turned out, this place.
3-2 pitch, hit to short. High throw. Oh, my goodness.
Another half step.
You are supposed to get those calls on your home field, Steve Brothers, but that has been four bang-bang plays, and not one has went to us yet.
I know. That was a...
I mean, that's a that step...
Bang-bang play. Step.
I mean, it's a judgment call right there, and it goes to the Titans. It was that close.
We need cameras out here.
Pendley did the last stride there, big step to try, did all he could. But it's 6-3 on the putout for the second out of the inning, and Daniel Devine looks at strike one. 0-1 the count. Next pitch to Devine is up for ball one. 1-1. Three bang-bang plays over there.
Yep.
This one hit high in the air. Shortstop underneath it. Lincecnik makes the catch. And again, the hatchets go down in order for the second inning. 1-2-3, nothing across. Four complete now at the sports complex. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington trailing Gibson Southern 6-1. We'll be back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Backyard barbecues, hot showers, and three meals a day. What do these things have in common? LP Gas. This is Clara with Myers LP Gas, and you can save money by using propane for appliances, your furnace, even heating your pool. Myers LP Gas has the best prices in the area. Stop by on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington, and get your grill tank filled for the summer. And if you're building a new home, see Myers LP Gas for your energy source. We'll set your tank for free. Give us a call at 254-6809 or 1-877-MYERS-20.
Hi, this is Andy Arvin from Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just our slogan. It's our mission and our greatest priority at Edley Mortuary. We are proud to announce we will soon have two locations to serve you. When we open our new location, Edley Mortuary North Chapel at the corner of Viola and 57 North, we will be having an open house. We will still serve you at our downtown chapel on Meridian Street. Edley Mortuary is the only locally owned and operated funeral home in Daviess County.
All right, welcome back again. For those folks in the Lagodi area listening tonight, be on the lookout. Again, the storm heading your direction. And again, Renee Lyles back at home base. If we have any additional information to report to you, we'll certainly get that on the air. Here at the sports complex, a leadoff double for Aaron Breivogel, the Gibson Southern catcher. So his courtesy runner, Sellers, now stands on second with nobody out for Jake Beierlein, the left fielder. He singled his first time up, or his last time up. He's 1-for-2 at the plate today. The 1-0 pitch missed outside for ball two. 2-0, and now that throw goes out in center field. As the catcher, Pendley, tries to pick off the runner out at second. Can't get it.
Dwayne, that is the fifth hatchet error. Not good.
And three of those throwing errors.
Yes.
Four of them throwing errors, actually.
Well.
So 2-0 now. Runner at third is Caleb Sellers. At the plate is Jake Feierlein. Kane Fox continues to work the mound for the Hatchets. He fires back with a strike, 2-1 now.
Infield is in on the grass again, as we can't afford to allow any more runs in this game.
The 2-1, swung on a miss, strike two, 2-2. 5 runs separate the teams here in the top of the fifth. Gibson Southern leading 6-1 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The 2-2, swung on and missed.
Big pitch there.
Fox gets him swinging for out number one. Action in the Hatchet bullpen. Freshman Ian Hill warming up over there now. Nine hitter in the lineup, Dakota Rogers will dig in. He singled his last time up and walked back in the second.
Now, this is a big out we need to get here.
Outside for ball one, yeah.
Number nine hitter.
You never want to put your nine hitter on with the top of the order waiting on deck. 1-0. Rogers swings late, fouls it down the right side, evens it at 1-1.
Again, no wind whatsoever.
One ball, one strike. Strike two on the inside corner makes it 1-2 now. Again, the Hatch infield in on the grass. The 1-2 count to Rogers. Swinging away again, fouls it down the right field line. Will stay at 1-2.
He's swinging late. A nice fastball.
Maybe Mason kind of shade more towards that first base line. The 1-2 pitch.
Yeah. Ooh, that looked pretty good.
Just missed. 2-2. Coach Reed had a couple of words about that one.
That one looked pretty good.
The 2-2 pitch. It's a foul ball. That's a foul ball. Count stays at 2-2.
This number nine hitter, Rogers, looks like he's trying to hit the ball to right field.
2-2 pitch. It's right back to the pitcher, Kane Fox. Tosses over to first for the second out. The runner will hold at third. Nice play there by Kane and a big out.
He's able to knock it down. And that is a big out.
Second out of the inning. You don't have a lot of reaction time there on the mound.
Well, now the infield is allowed to back up, so that was huge. Now they're back in their normal spots.
Smith flied out to center's last time up, doubled in the first, was hit by a pitch. And the first pitch is a strike. Andrew Smith, a nice little leadoff hitter for the Titans, though. Big hitter you got to watch. The 0-1, chop foul into the Hatchet dugout. Runs it to 0-2.
Smith doubled in the first inning and was hit by a pitch and flied out to Marcus Thorne in the third.
No balls, two strikes to Andrew Smith. Hits this one high in the air. Gage Latham giving chase. He's got room. He's underneath it, and that'll do it for the Titans in the fifth. No runs after the leadoff double. One hit, no errors, one left on. We've played 4.5. It's Gibson Southern 6, Washington 1. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Daviess County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes 160-seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
On senior night here at the Sports Complex, the Hatchets trying to get some runs. They trail 6-1 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard to the Gibson Southern Titans. We are in the bottom of the fifth. Today's game brought to you by the Gill Funeral Home, serving our community since 1872. The Pepsi Beverages Company, they are the official soft drink of the Hatchets, and the Hazen Dant Law Office in Washington. First pitch to Isaac Whitehead is swung on and popped over to short. Well, that is only the 48th pitch for Mitchell Spindler as the Hatchet hitters continue to swing away on that first pitch.
Coming back, second baseman.
And he is West in control Edwards. Right now.
Well, he's throwing strikes.
Wes Edwards grounded to second his first time up. Looks at that outside for ball one. So, again, the Hatchets are at Sullivan tomorrow. Short trip to North Davies on Thursday. The 1-0 pitch. Up and in for ball two, 2-0. Make up a game with Evansville Harrison here at the Sports Complex on Friday. If you want to see him one more time on the home field, you can come out Friday night. The 2-0 pitch. It's up for ball three, 3-0 now to Wes Edwards.
Spindley has retired 9 Hatchets in a row.
Outfielders and infielders continue to swat away the gnats on this hot, sticky night. Everybody's got their hats off. That's what you got to love about summertime, especially in the outfield. It's out of control. The 3-1. This one is hit foul down the right side. First baseman giving chase over there, Cale Colbert, but he can't come up with it.
First base coach Tony Barnard doing his best to get out of their way. I noticed Tony slowed down a little bit.
3-2. Now, in his days of playing first base, which he used to do, the class of 1989 Hatchets, he was also a fine pitcher. I'd say Tony would have come up with that one.
Yeah, he would have. He's a pitch for DePaul University.
So did his brother Dustin, as a matter of fact, right?
Yeah.
3-2 payoff pitch to Wes Edwards. Foul back again. Wes hangs on. 3-2. Top of the order waiting on deck, Jacob Mason.
Tony told me before the game that he went to DePaul at the same time that Fox News anchor Brett Baer went there. Name dropping. Tony was name dropping.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
3-2. Edwards fouls it over to the Hatchet dugout. So Wes hanging on. A good battle here at the plate. From the full wind, Spindler delivers. This one hit in the air, high, left field, giving chase underneath Jake Fireline, and he's there for out number two.
A lot of fly ball outs.
Very reminiscent of the JV game last night at Jasper. It just seemed like we were getting underneath everything.
Six fly outs.
Number five, Jacob Mason.
Top of the order, Jacob Mason will try his luck for a little two-out rally. Right fielder, left-hand hitter. Pitched some last night, went 5 innings in the Hatchet loss to North Posey here at home. The first pitch to Mason is up for ball one. If you're just joining us, the Hatchets are trailing 6-1 on senior night here at the Sports Complex. We're the bottom of the fifth with Gibson Southern in town. Hatchet record is 13-8 heading into tonight's game.
You know, Dwayne, high school baseball is a funny thing because, you know, Gibson Southern comes in here with a record of 9-12. But they're a quality ball club.
They are.
And you know, your schedule is so tight with game in and game out and game in. You can't throw your best pitchers every game.
We've talked a lot about this with Coach Reed, and sometimes people get the box score and they say, you beat Jasper, and how do you lose the next night, or, you know, whatever the case may be. There's a gapper. Mason hits it in right center field. He's rounding first, and we'll have to hold there as the right fielder makes a nice play.
Yeah, he cut that off nicely.
Long single for Mason. But what we're getting at is, you're right, you don't have your ace pitcher every night, and you play night in and night out, you're going to have some down nights. It's not like basketball or football where you only play on weekends.
Yeah, people just don't understand that. It's a funny game. You can get beat by a 5-15 club on a given night.
Low for ball one to Grant Niehaus, but the point being made is each game is to get you ready for the tournament. That's when it gets real.
Yeah, tournament time's different because then you can throw your ace and your number two if you win that one, and you don't have to maybe rely on your fourth or fifth pitcher.
Pitch to Grant Niehaus is in for called strike. 1-1 the count to the hatchet DH. Batting for the pitcher, Kane Fox. 1-1. Now Niehaus shows bunt. And it's foul off the home plate. So it's 1-2.
Yeah, that ball was hit off home plate, which I feel like is a fair ball, Dwayne.
And there was a late call on
that.
Yeah, I know. Niehaus was running. Yeah, I thought it was too, but 1-2 two strikes.
What do we know about it?
The pitch, low and in the dirt, 2.
He called it foul, so it's foul.
Unless it hit off of Grant's foot, maybe, but I didn't see that. That would make it a foul ball.
Yeah, I thought it hit home plate.
2-2 pitch. This one chopped.
That's as good as a bunt.
It's going to be in fair territory, and Niehaus is safe.
That is a base hit.
Yeah. And actually, that was the same type play. It hit off of home plate.
It was a perfect bunt. And with Niehaus, with his wheels, they had
no
chance.
So Niehaus is on with two outs. Jacob Mason's out of second, and Big Billy Fleetwood's at the plate, who could change the whole outlook of this game real quick.
Well, it's too bad there's two out. This would be a nice rally with no outs with Billy up, but let's see if Billy can deliver here.
Looks at the first one for a called strike. Well, I think maybe Coach Reed said, hey, guys, he's got 47 pitches. Let's make this guy work a little
right.
bit.
And he's had to work a little bit this inning.
The 0-1, low for 1. Evens it up at 1-1 now. Crane Federal Credit Union banking on a hatchet victory tonight. One of our many sponsors, the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. 1-1 pitch to Billy Fleetwood, the hatchet senior. There's just nothing he can do with that pitch, and Billy knows that too.
That looked really inside.
Oh, man. I mean, there's just nothing you can do with that
time
pitch.
Time to sweep off home plate there.
The 1-2 pitch. Outside for 2, evens it at 2-2.
Can you see home plate, Dwayne?
I can't at all.
Pretty covered with some dirt there.
2-2 pitch to Billy Fleetwood. Low for 3. Runners will be going here with two outs. This could be big here. There is a huge gap in right center field.
Right, if he hits one out there.
They're shading Billy towards left.
Both runners will score easily. As you mentioned, the runners will go. So
the payoff pitch.
Popped it up.
Underneath it, high and in the air. Right behind the pitcher's mound. Munoz, the second baseman, gets underneath it, makes the catch. And that'll end it for the hatchets in the fifth. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. 5 complete now here at the Sports Complex. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's Gibson Southern 6, Washington 1. We'll be back. 1 minute on WAMW.
The Kingpin Bowling Center is proud to announce Dollar Days every Tuesday this spring and summer. $1 soft drinks, hot dogs, and draft beer. Bowl for only $2 with $2 shoe rental. Summer leagues include a mixed league on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. for 3-person teams May 1st to July 17th. The Adult Youth League Friday nights at 6:30 May 11th to July 27th with adults 21 and older and kids 20 and under. Sign up now. Call 254-0632 or stop by the Kingpin Bowling Center, State Street in Washington. Open for lunch this summer.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
2-3-4. The meat of the order coming to the plate for Gibson Southern here in the sixth. Cody Hupp, Cale Colbert, and Adolfo Munoz.
And the Hatchets are facing a 6-1 deficit here.
Gibson Southern, right fielder, Cody Hupp.
We still have the same pitcher. Anybody warming up in the bullpen down there?
Yeah,
still?
Ian Hill's warming up, getting loose. The first pitch to Hupp is swung on a miss for strike one. I'll tell you, Fox has done a nice job
relief. He's done a nice job.
Came on in the second.
Allowed one run.
One run, yeah. That missed in for ball one, evens it at 1-1. Game coverage brought to you by Headlines Beauty Salon. Kim, Danielle, and Susan proud to back the Hatchets tonight on senior night. This one hit sharply, foul, in between the legs of the first base coach.
Nice jump there. Good acrobatic dodge.
In the words of my good broadcast, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Mentor Bob Uecker. He's got a family to think about there, bro. 2-2 pitch to Cody Hupp.
Tony Barnard might have had a hard time with that one.
Here comes the 2-2. That one hits sharply over to first. It is fair. Gets by the first baseman, Isaac Whitehead. And that will be ruled an error.
Well,
tough play to make.
Isaac had to backhand that, but it took a nice hop. He probably should have had that.
So it is Cale Colbert at the plate now. He has hit the ball well three times, two singles and a double. He scored two of the six runs. Big hitter in the number three spot for Gibson Southern tonight.
That is the sixth hatchet error.
Fouled it back, strike one. Today's game brought to you by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, playing some golf on Friday. Indiana Farm Bureau insurance golf outing. Contact Kyle at the office if you'd like to sign up. The 0-1 pitch. Hit sharply over to short. Fleetwood fields it. Tosses to second for one. No chance to get the double. So a fielder's choice. Colbert retired for the first time tonight.
That was a nice out there to get him off the bait.
Good play by Edwards to not make that throw.
Yeah, there was no chance. One out now, runner on first.
Adolfo Munoz bats next. He's tripled, grounded out, reached on an error.
Now coming to bat.
1-for-3.
Adolfo Munoz.
Now, this guy just looks like a baseball player, Dwayne.
Second baseman.
Nice slender build.
Cleanup hitter. Looks at strike one. Game coverage brought to you by Annalou Chapman, your REMAX real estate broker, and by Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. The 0-1 pitch.
Oh, that hit him.
Hit by the pitch. That one got away from Kane.
Right in the middle of the back. Luckily, it wasn't a really hard thrown ball, and Adolfo is okay.
And the relief pitcher coming in for Kane Fox now with one out, two on here in the sixth. Going to right-hander Ian Hill, the freshman. When we come back, it's Gibson Southern 6, Washington 1, back at the sports complex in 1 minute on WAMW.
It only takes one sip of a Minute Maid slushie from McDonald's to get you from cleaning the kitchen to paddleboarding on the ocean and having a dolphin swim up to you who leads you to a secluded island where you meet your soulmate who says,
"Those dishes won't do themselves."
With so many flavors, where will your sip take you?
Get swept away at McDonald's with a Minute Maid slushie. Choose from three of our great flavors like the blue raspberry, cherry limeade, or tropic twist today. At participating McDonald's.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
Ian Hill, the new pitcher for the Hatchets, comes on in relief of Kane Fox. We'll close the book on Fox. Again, giving up just one run in his relief efforts, but the two runners on base will belong to him.
Yeah, Fox did a nice job coming in relief.
Ian Hill,
freshman.
6-1 our score if you're just joining us. Gibson Southern leading Washington.
Dwayne, I believe Ian's uncle Ryan could bring it.
Saw him at the Jasper game one day last week. Hadn't seen him in a long time.
I think he was up in the 90s, wasn't he, as far as pitching?
Yes, I caught him a couple games.
How'd that go for you?
You wore a batting glove behind your catcher's mitt when he was on the mound.
Yeah, I remember
Boy
him.
Brought the heat, and that is an understatement.
And he spent some time in the minor leagues, I believe.
Family man now in Jasper, three kids.
Wow.
But good to catch up with him. I believe that was last week, week before last. Came to watch his nephew Ian in action.
And Grandpa was a WHS athlete, Paul.
Oh, yes. One out, two on. At the plate is Taylor Lensnick.
Coming to bat, the shortstop, Taylor Lensnick.
Grounded into the double play, then grounded to short and hit a sacrifice fly. So 0-2 officially at the plate today. Facing the new pitcher, freshman Ian Hill. Hill checks the runners, delivers. This one is a little hop over to first. And Isaac Whitehead chases it down for the second out of the inning. Good job by Whitehead
that
there.
Looked like he hit
like
that
trouble.
off the end of the bat. Had a little English on it.
Whitehead, he was a little off balance on that. Made the catch. And
well, that ball just didn't look right going.
It was right on the end of the bat, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mitchell Spindler grounded out, walked and singled. 1-for-2 at the plate today. Facing Ian Hill. The pitch, strike one.
I believe you called that before the umpire did, Dwayne.
Ian can rear back and throw. He's done some pitching for the junior varsity this year. Also a fine catcher and first baseman. And a big bat when he comes to the plate. That one got away from him, bounced in front of the catcher, back to the backstop, so both runners do advance.
That
now
was
in scoring position.
55-foot fastball right there.
Yeah, that one just kind of released a little too soon, I believe. Evens it up at 1-1 now to Mitchell Spindler. Hatchett's trying to work out of this one without another run for the Titans. We got two out. The pitch, high in the air, right field. Jacob Mason giving chase. Underneath it for the catch, and that'll do it.
Way to put out the fire.
The Titans in the six. No runs. No hits, one error, two left on. 5.5 completes. It's Gibson Southern 6, Washington 1. We'll be back in 1 minute on WAMW.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
This week, while enjoying your favorite sports live or on television, before, during, and after the game, quench your thirst with an ice-cold Pepsi or Diet Pepsi. Pepsi also brings its game with a variety of other refreshments, including Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, Crush, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, and more. Live for now. Get in the game by reaching for the taste of Pepsi and Pepsi products available wherever beverages are sold. Pepsi is the exclusive beverage vendor of Washington High School and Hatchett Sports.
After working hard for many years, it's frustrating when your health forces you to file for Social Security disability. And who should you call to assist you with your claim?
Tim Dent.
You know someone who called that number on the late night TV ad, but it turned out they weren't much help. A friend hired someone who said they were a certified representative, but not an attorney. That didn't turn out very well either. Go with a proven winner. Local attorney Tim Dant has 30 years experience and has helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors obtain their Social Security disability benefits. Call 812-254-1419. Tim Dant.
All right, we move to the bottom of the sixth. The Hatchets only 5 hits so far today. Spindler has worked a great game on the hill. Yeoman's job is what we like to say.
71 pitches.
First pitch to Gage Latham. Called strike on the inside corner, 0-1.
Yeah, he's walked two in the first inning.
The 0-1. Late swing by Gage. Foul down the right side. 0-2 now to the Hatchet senior. Baseball fans, don't forget the Reds' annual bus trip is this Sunday. We're going to see the Reds and the Cubbies at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. If you signed up, the bus leaves at 7 a.m. from the Radio Center Sunday morning. We'll see you at the ballpark. This one chopped over to the right side, fielded by the second baseman, Adolfo Munez, two first for the at.
The Hatchets have only had three base runners after the first inning.
Center fielder, number 23,
that was hits by Devine, Mason, and Niehaus.
Just couldn't get the sticks going so far today. Thorne up next, the center fielder. Looks at the first one up and in for ball one. Well, I'm hoping the Cubs will get back on track with that series with the Reds this weekend. That's a good chance for us to regroup.
Well, they let the White Sox beat them on Sunday.
Swung on and missed. Evens it up at 1-1.
And, you know, this Atlanta Braves team is up and coming. Yeah. They're like 16 and – or they're like 10 games above 500, I think.
Low for ball two.
So they're no slouch.
2-1 the count. Looking forward to a great day at the ballpark on Sunday. Great American Ballpark is a nice place to see some baseball.
Also a good hitter's park.
A 2-1 pitch. Called strike, 2-2.
And if you sit high enough, you can see the river. You know, it's just a nice ballpark.
Two balls, two strikes, one out to Marcus Thorne. This one hits sharply right center field. That's going to be trouble. Wheels, Marcus. He's rounding first. He's heading to second. And Coach Reed will hold him up there with a stand-up double. Big shot there by the senior Thorne.
Probably could have made it to third, but a five-run deficit, there's no sense chancing it.
No, I agree.
But that was a really well-hit baseball.
That's that gap in right center field we've been talking about.
So you're going over to the game Sunday?
Yes.
There will be more Cubs fans there than Reds fans.
Oh, yeah, you can count.
By like 2-1.
It always is. Oh, come on.
That just about hit him, and he called
that
a strike.
That is Coach Reed walking to the dugout on that one.
Yeah,
I don't blame you, Coach. That is awful. That is awful. 0-1. This one hits sharply in left field. It'll drop in. And Coach holds up Thorne at third.
Nice hit. Two good ones in a row.
Lines a shot out and left. So runners to the corners now for Daniel Devine.
Coach Reed had to run out of the dugout and back into the coach's box to hold him up. Marcus is going, where's my coach?
That...
We'll move on. We'll just move on. Need some help in the dugout. All right. Here is Daniel Devine. And the runner at first gets his sign from Coach Reed. We'll see if Penley's run here. I'm going to say he probably is.
Now that
That's
looks
the ball.
That looks right
down
the middle.
Wow. 1-0 the count.
We'll take that one.
Yeah, we will. 1-0 to Daniel Devine. Snap throw to first.
The catcher couldn't believe it. It was like that scene from Naked Gun where Leslie Nielsen was the umpire and they threw the pitch and everybody just froze like you're supposed to call something.
There's a sharp hit.
Oh, no, line drive.
Line drive, double play. Unfortunate, unfortunate. That'll end it for the Hatchets in the sixth.
Well, hit ball to second base, but right at him and double the runner off first, unfortunately.
So after two big hits, the Hatchets not able to plate any runs. We've played six full innings now on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Gibson Southern 6, Washington 1, back in 1 minute on WAMW.
The Washington Chrysler Center is celebrating the incredible sales event with the Chrysler Pacifica this month.
in downtown Washington. Big savings on Pacifica's up to $4,250 in rebates and new 2018 starting at $32,000. But one step further, they have quality pre-owned Pacificas as low as $25,900. If you need a family vehicle, the Chrysler Pacifica is the car for you. During the Chrysler Pacifica Incredible Sales Event, now at the Washington Chrysler Center.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Frida at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
All right, again, we'll keep you updated with the weather throughout the evening. It's north of Lagodi. We're getting hit pretty hard. But here the sun's shining once again at the sports complex, and we get a nice breeze blowing in.
Finally.
We're in the top of the seventh. Gibson Southern at the plate with a five-run lead. They lead the Hatchet 6-1 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. 7-8-9 coming to the plate for the Titans. Aaron Breivogel leads it off. He's the catcher. The 1-0 pitch. Hit him.
Oh, this is the same batter that was
hit last time, and they didn't let him take the base because he leaned into it.
He looked back at the umpire. Was that legit or not? And it was.
Now batting number 22.
Although he really did not make any attempt to get out of the way.
No.
But he didn't jump in front of it either.
Number 17,
so Breivogel's been on base every time. He's done a nice job in that seven hole for the Titans. Got a courtesy runner out there now for him. And Hill checks the runner back. The runner is Caleb Sellers. 6-1. Jake Fireline at the plate. He singled, grounded out, and struck out.
Sellers has a really nice lead. Looks like he's going to be going. No, he's just got a big lead.
Up for ball one to Fireline. Today's game brought to you by John Deere, your shelter insurance agent at the Caution Light at Business 50 and Meridian in Washington. Business, home, auto, life insurance. See your shelter insurance agent, John Deere. The 1-0 pitch. Up for ball two. 2-0. Hatchet Sticks have just struggled today. Excellent pitching effort by Mitchell Spindler. Only five hits. No, I'm sorry, we got seven now after the two in the last inning. But only one run across the plate. They've left him hanging out there.
Dwayne, here's an interesting stat I just noticed. Hatchets have zero strikeouts. They've hit, you know, a lot of fly balls, a lot of ground balls. Zero strikeouts.
A good defensive effort by Gibson Southern today. Yeah. I don't think I have them for any fielding errors, do you?
No.
3-0 to Jake Fireline. With Dakota Rogers waiting on deck. That's the old automatic called strike. 3-1 now.
Well, he chokes up a lot on that bat.
The 3-1 pitch from Ian Hill. Low for ball four. Fireline trots down to first with a walk. So there's two on now for Dakota Rogers. Feel that breeze?
Yeah.
Man, that feels good.
When this game started, it was about 95 in here. It felt like a sauna.
Definitely cooling down here now at the sports complex. Number nine hitter, Dakota Rogers, digs in. Looks at strike one. 0-1 the count.
Dwayne, can the umpire hear you? Because you're making the calls before he is.
I don't think so. The 0-1 pitch. A bunt attempt, and it's a beauty down the first base line.
That's a nice bunt.
The only play is nowhere, and Dakota Rogers bunts his way on.
That's probably going to be a base hit.
It's got to be, yeah. There was not a chance on that.
That was a beautiful bunt.
Everybody's safe now. Loads them up for the top of the order. Andrew Smith
I'd say we're in a little bit of trouble this inning.
Bases
loaded, nobody out. Top of the order.
Hatchett infield in on the grass.
Yeah, we can't afford any more runs, obviously.
Got to watch this big hitter, though. Leadoff man has doubled, fly to center, popped out to third, fouled out. Looks at the first one inside for ball one. Boy, Rogers laid down a perfect bunt down the first base line and slid into first base to beat that one out. 1-0 the count to Andrew Smith, the Titan leadoff man. This one chopped over to third. Latham fields it cleanly for the force out at home. And that'll be out number one.
We'll take that.
Let's do it again.
That was right to him.
Yep.
Nice routine play. There was no real chance for a double play. They elected to play it safe and take their time on that.
So one out. Base is jammed for Cody Hupp.
We'll take a double play now, though.
Yep. The infield now back, in the middle infield, I should say. They're going to turn two. Gage Latham still in on the grass at third.
Looks
Isaac
like a, yeah.
Whitehead about a step off the grass over at first.
Looks like Isaac would go home, too, also, the corners.
1-0 to Cody Hupp, left-hand hitter. Oh.
Just a bit high.
2-0 the count now. Didn't miss by much. Just a hair. The 2-0 pitch. Strike one. 2-1 now to Cody Hupp. Cale Colbert waits on deck. Hatchett's game number two, a 5 in a row tonight. The 2-1 pitch.
Uh-oh.
Missed
again.
That for ball three. 3-1 now.
Well, let's not walk him. Let's make him earn it.
Cody Hupp facing the freshman Ian Hill with a 3-1 count.
This should be a fastball right down the middle.
The pitch. Low for ball four. And the runners will all advance.
That is an RBI for Hupp.
7-1 now in favor of the Titans. Here in the top of the seventh, Cale Colbert at the plate. Big hitter. Made contact every time up. Single twice, doubled, and hit into a fielder's choice. So 3-for-4 at the plate in the three hole.
Well, he's a number three hitter for a reason. So this could seal the deal.
The pitch up for ball one. Well, if Gibson Southern hangs on, this will ruin our perfect streak of broadcast games. Every game up to this point has been a win that we have been able to get on the air. Oh, I'm sorry, I did miss one. 1-0.
Remember that masterpiece thrown by the Boonville sophomore?
2-0 now. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was our only loss.
We've watched some good games, though, bro.
Yeah, we have. They've all been very entertaining.
2-0 to Cale Colbert. Come on.
Okay, time to take a deep breath there on the mound. Don't rush it.
It's not missing by much.
This one's got to be right down the middle, so he probably is going to have the green light.
A 3-0 pitch to Colbert. Up for ball four. So Colbert gets the RBI.
Well, another probably going to be another mound visit here.
Here comes Steve Reed out to talk to his infield. 8-1 now in favor of the Titans. Top half of the seventh. Bases remain jammed, and the cleanup man, Adolfo Munoz, is coming in to bat. There's actually no action in the bullpen, but John Rook was warming up earlier. So I'd say Coach really...
Yeah, he's going to take him out.
We'll go to John Rook. So Rook will come on.
Oh, he's going to put Latham on the mound.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry, Gage Latham. So Rook will come in to
play third base, I guess.
Play third. New pitcher is senior Gage Latham. 8-1 our score in favor of Gibson Southern. The pitching change stops play, and we will take a one-minute timeout. Come back right after this on WAMW.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Frida at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Latham continues his warm-up tosses. The Hatchet senior coming in on in relief in senior night here tonight, trying to get two more outs so the Hatchets can get up to the plate. They trail 8-1 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Again, recapping our game here tonight, bro. Well, six errors, some fielding miscues for the Hatchets, some great defense by Gibson Southern tonight. I keep faulting the Hatchet deep, or the Hatchet sticks, the Hatchet bats. They have seven hits, and they have no strikeouts. So
yeah, they've gotten the bat on the ball, that's for sure.
It's
but
just good defense got, by Gibson Southern tonight.
Also, they got underneath several, so a lot of flyouts.
First pitch from Latham is a strike to Munoz. The next pitch hits sharply in center field, and Marcus Thorne's underneath it for the second out of the inning. The runner will score. Sacrifice fly for Munoz for out number two. 3-4, the Titans here in the seventh. They lead now 9-1. They had one in the first, four in the third, one in the fourth, and now three in the seventh. Taylor Lincecnik, the shortstop, up next. Swung away, hit it to short. Billy Fleetwood makes the play, and the fielder's choice will do it. So Gage Latham throws three pitches and finishes it up. For the Hatchets, it's 9-1 in favor of Gibson Southern. Washington needs some runs or this one's over. We'll be back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Spring into spring with a new haircut or color at Headlines Beauty Salon. With hairstyles and colors constantly changing, Headlines Beauty Salon keeps up to the date on the latest. They have a new look waiting for you. Call Kim, Danielle, or Susan today at 812-254-1810 to schedule your new look. They have hair products and gift certificates available, and these make great gifts for any occasion. Customer satisfaction is their goal at Headlines Beauty Salon. So what are you waiting for? Give them a call today.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
All right, for Gibson Southern tonight, 9 runs, 10 hits, 6 Hatchet errors. Big story. And the Titans have left 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They've left 10 on base, too.
Yeah, this could have been a lot worse, really. They did leave a lot of runners on.
9 runs, 10 hits, 6 errors, 10 left on base. Mitchell Spindler has gone the distance so far, and he could finish this one out. Only 83 pitches for Spindler.
And as you said earlier, Dwayne, it's not like the Hatchets' bats have been silent. They've gotten the bat on the ball. Just excellent defense by the Titans and a lot of fly balls.
Spindler's only a sophomore, too.
Well, this is the second sophomore we've seen.
Trey Reed will lead it off for the Hatchets. Here in the seventh, Seth Holtzclaw is waiting on deck, so a couple of pinch hitters. And the first pitch to Reed is a called strike. So 8-9-1 coming for Washington in the seventh. Reed swung away at that one. It's high in the air to the right side. Foul territory. Underneath it for the out is Cale Colbert.
Yet another fly ball out.
So how many hits for the Hatchets, you said? One, two,
five, I believe.
Three.
Coming to bat for the Hatchets,
four,
number
five.
15.
I got seven. Seven. One out, nobody on for pinch hitter Seth Holtzclaw, another Hatchet freshman. Gets a shot here in the seventh and looks at that one high for ball one. 1-0 the count. This one hit sharply, foul. Nice snag there by Coach Reed.
Three freshmen seeing playing time today.
1-1. Bare hand snag over there and a strike right back to the pitcher.
Hey, he could play in the day.
Swung on a miss for strike two to Holtzclaw. Another pinch hitter waiting on deck, Tyson Wright. So coach going to the bench here in the seventh. Seth fouled that one over to the first base side. We'll stay at 1-2.
Coach Reed played for USI back in the day. Nice pitcher.
Look at that breeze. We'll take it all day long. Feels great. After a hot, sticky night of baseball. Low for ball two, outside. Seth has a home run this year in JV baseball. Hit one over the fence down the third baseline in an earlier game this season. The 2-2 pitch hit sharply foul again off speed down the third baseline.
Now he wants a different bat. Didn't like the way that one felt. Maybe this is his two-strike bat.
2-2 pitch. That's high in the air. Oh, that might be trouble as the wind picks up. The shortstop.
Nice
play. Taylor Lensnick comes over in foul territory and tracks that one down for the second out of the inning. The wind just kept carrying that one. Boy, you can't say enough about the Titan defense.
11 flyouts or lineouts. For the Hatchets.
Number 10, Tyson Wright.
Tyson Wright, third pinch hitter of the inning for the Hatchets, digs in. Swung away for strike one. Spindler just a sophomore, so he's got two more years left with this Titan team. This one hit over to short, fielded by the shortstop, Lensnick, for the 6-3 put out. And Gibson Southern gets the win here on senior night at the Sports Complex. The Titans beat the Hatchets. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Gibson Southern 9, Washington 1. We'll be back with our post-game report after this on WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
This is Brent Dobson at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, and we are very proud to say that the new Ford F-150 has won the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Award and is also staking claim to the Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy Truck Award for the fourth year in a row. Built Ford Tough Trucks for built Ford Tough, hardworking Americans. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back at the Sports Complex again on senior night here tonight. The Washington Hatchets fall to the Gibson Southern Titans. Our final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Gibson Southern 9, the Hatchets 1. Coach Steve Reed will make his way up for some post-game comments here in just a little bit. But in the meantime, we'll give you the final stats for Gibson Southern. 9 runs, 10 hits, 10 left on base, 6 hatchet errors. Mitchell Spindler gets the win, going the distance for the Titans here today against the Hatchets. For Washington, 1 run, 7 hits. There were no Gibson Southern errors. Solid defensive night by the Titans. They made some big plays, and the Hatchets leave 6 runners on base. Losing pitcher will be senior Michael Deves here today. Coach Reed joins us now for the postgame report. Coach, a good defensive night. The Hatchets getting underneath the ball. A lot of fly balls. Bro had 11 flyouts for your offense tonight. Sticks just weren't getting where they needed to be. And credit the Titans for a well-played ball game and excellent execution.
Their pitcher threw strikes. We didn't hit the ball on the ground, use our speed. We're wanting to hit everything in the air. And, you know, if speed's your asset, you know, you got to put the ball on the ground. And, you know, credit them. They made some nice plays. I think the one inning we hit 3 balls hard, but it just did get contagious. That is one of my concerns, Dwayne, with this group is, you know, we don't flip the lineup. Last year's team flipped the lineup. We don't do it. We got one or two guys that hit, then the next 3 don't. We're out of the inning. And, you know, it's a concern. You know, it really is. I mean, it is what it is, I guess. But, I was very disappointed in our offensive effort tonight.
Well, actually, nobody struck out. But unfortunately, they were just getting under
what
the ball.
What we were doing was we were very impatient at the plate.
Yes.
First pitch swinging. You know, my rule is I'm not going to ever put a take on you, but if you're going to swing at that first pitch, you better drive it, do something with it. We had a handful of outs that wasn't the game. It was 2-strike swings. You can't take a 2-strike swing. You just can't do it. And, you know, you're giving the pitcher confidence, keeping his pitch count down, and, you know, those are easy outs. So, what was an asset to this team, you know, working pitchers and, you know, going deep in counts, we just kind of forgot how to do that tonight.
Yeah, he only had 83 pitches going into the last inning.
Yeah.
Solid performance for the sophomore. You said it. You've said this from the get-go. Your speed is your strength, and you want him on the base paths, almost like Willie Mays Hayes in Major League. They got to do about 10 push-ups at home plate if they hit it in the air, huh?
Yeah, well, and then, you know, we try to bunt for hits now. We can't get one of those down, so. You got to execute. You know, it's there. I've got about 4 guys. If they put the bunt down, between the mound and third, they're on, and we just can't execute it.
Well, we talked about this. You've said it, and Bro and I talked about it in the broadcast tonight. You got five games in 5 days. You're not going to win every game. We say baseball's not like basketball and football.
Well, games like tonight, Dwayne, not to interrupt you, you got to hit. I mean, when you're getting, and again, this is Michael's done a great job for us this year, Deves, and you know, we ran Ian out there first time. Gage, you know, didn't even warm up, had to come in there in the 7th. I mean, when you're getting that deep into your pitching, you better have a big crooked number on the board. And, we're just not hitting. You have to win some games. You're right. When you start playing, and you're getting deep in your pitching, you're asking your bullpen to come in, inexperienced guys, you better hit. And on the flip side of that, that kid that threw tonight, I think he had maybe 5 or 6 innings pitched on the year maybe. So, I'm just saying, you know, they were in the same boat as us, and they won the battle at that tonight. So, you know, a sectional opponent just come to our house on senior night and basically spanked us, you know, smacked us right in the mouth. So, we just got to find a way to come back.
Well, on the road at Sullivan tomorrow, you're on the road at North Davies Thursday, makeup game with Evansville Harrison Friday at Vincent's Reveille Saturday. So we got some time anyway, some more games to right the ship before tournament play 1 week from tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. We're running out of time, so, you can't get down. You got to keep going. We feel good going in this tournament. Billy and Trey stole the ball well this year, and you know I feel like we have 2 of the better pitchers in the sectional. So you know we're going to tee them up, and here they are. And that's our mentality. But we got to hit, and that's a concern. You can't ask Billy and Trey to go out and shut teams out. You can't ask your pitchers to do that. You have to give them run support. That's a concern right now, guys. It is. Last year was never a concern. This year it's becoming a concern. We got to fix it.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you very much for the comments. We appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the week.
You bet.
Good luck.
Again, final score tonight, Gibson Southern wins on senior night here at the Sports Complex, defeating the Hatchets by a score of 9-1. Steve Brothers, your final thoughts here this afternoon and this evening?
Well, I think Coach Reed pretty well summed it up. It's
he
a
did.
Tough week, though. This is a tough loss tonight, and you got to bounce back tomorrow and play again. But the good news is you could come back tomorrow at Sullivan and just completely dominate that game, and you're already feeling good about yourself again. So it's an up and down May is always an up-and-down month for high school baseball.
And it is a sectional opponent tonight, so we very well could get a chance to see this team again.
Yes, we could.
Again, final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Gibson Southern 9, the Washington Hatchets 1. Once again, we honor and salute the seniors tonight who were recognized before the game, Isaac Whitehead, Billy Fleetwood, manager Oman Joseph, Gage Latham, Marcus Thorne, Michael Deves, Daniel Devine, Wes Edwards. Again, all seniors who've contributed a lot to the program and certainly have one goal on their mind the rest of the year. That's that sectional championship. For Steve Brothers and our studio producer Renee Lyle back at home base, this is Dwayne Shake saying goodnight so long from the Sports Complex.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles, the Crane Federal Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Donaldson Insurance, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investor, Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance, Freddie Energy, the Gill Funeral Home, Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, Hayes and Dance, Headlines, Heller's Lawn Pro, the Kingpin Bowling Center, McAllister Machinery, McDonald's Restaurants, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Anna Lou Chapman with Remax, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, Sterling and Company, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV. Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game.